Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ken Gosselin joining us here on Brian & Company. Ken, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm very well, thanks. So this naming thing, was it really competition for it? Because they said there were several entities who wanted it. And, you know, I'm not trying to be broadly cynical about things in Hartford, but, I mean, really, was it competitive?
Yeah, I was told half dozen named people, institutions, I should say, in the running for this. But People's Bank really rose to the top very early in the process. So, you know, you can speculate on that, but there certainly were other institutions out there that were interested in this.
So People's Bank, this is not People's United. This is People's Bank. It's like a regional bank. It's publicly.
Okay, all right.
Can you clarify?
If I could just break in there.
Yeah.
Mr. Senecal, who is the CEO and chairman of People's Bank, was very emphatic at yesterday's press conference. I mean, really emphatic, saying we are not. We have never, ever been associated with People's United Bank.
Right.
And, of course, People's United Bank is no longer exists.
It's M&T Bank. Yeah. And no, I was saying they're publicly traded. They obviously...
Well, wait a minute. Which People's Bank are you talking about?
I thought the People's Bank that bought the naming rights is a publicly traded bank.
No, they are not. They are not. They are what is called a mutual bank. And that means that they are really owned by their depositors. They do not have shareholders. They are not traded on Wall Street. No, they are not a publicly traded company.
So it's not People's Bank Corp. That's interesting to me. Okay. What's their footprint in Connecticut?
They have five branches right now. Okay, their base is in Holyoke, Mass., which is close to the border. And they have five, going to have six in a little while in Glastonbury. They're just putting the finishing touches on a branch there. And they are also looking at downtown Hartford very closely. They want to open a branch there. And then they have talked about New Britain as well.
What's the upside for them to do this?
The branding is just, the opportunity, their name's going to be huge on the front of the building. It's going to be throughout the building. Everywhere you look, it's going to be People's Bank because they have the naming rights to it. And so banks, any company spends a lot of money on marketing every year just to keep getting their name out there, ads, TV, radio, and so it's just going to be everywhere. And every time we write about it, every time you talk about it, it's going to be People's Bank Arena. So it just keeps getting out there and out there.
We're talking with, of course, Ken Gosselin from the Hartford Courant. You can read the piece on Courant.com. I'm curious, how did the place look inside, the work getting done?
Okay, so they closed down for the renovation, the major part. They've been working on it since late last year, but the major part of the renovation really just began about 2 weeks ago. And half the bottom bowl, I was surprised when I walked in to see all the seats ripped out already. And so they're moving fairly quickly. They've got a time frame they want to get done, or most of it done, I should say, by the time of college basketball in the fall. So they are moving along.
So what is it like? I mean, I don't want to go through the whole thing, but all the seats in the lower bowl will be updated. There'll be some sort of clubby situation where there'll be a bar down below.
Yes, exactly. There's an event bar, event space, or I should say, event level space. You know, which will have a bar and, you know, places you could sit, and you know, the bunker suites, loge boxes. So there's a lot of change happening, and it really is focused on the lower bowl. And that's really where they're putting the money, because, you know, they're going to want to bring in more concerts. They say they are able to, will be able to bring in more concerts. Emphasis on the stage, how that is set up, the rigging, you know, that is needed for these concerts now. So it's very much focused on the lower half of the arena.
Last question on this, the money that they're taking for the naming rights, what's that money going to go to?
That will just go into the operation of the arena. And, you know, as we know, this has not been a money-making proposition. You know, it loses money every year. And so this will help go into the operations, you know, combine that with, you know, the renovation. They're hoping that this will be a break-even situation, and not only break-even, but will make money. And I think if they can triple the number of concerts they bring in a year, that might be possible. But, of course, we always have to see.
You know, I think it's Mr. Freemuth. I think it's CRDA. But they've been pretty candid that it's a dying building, and they're putting money into a dying building. And to squeeze every bit they can if they feel cost-benefit-wise, if they put $150 million in, they can get more than that out if they can get these extra dates. Is there any discussion about what might happen when the building really is – now it's like mostly dead. But if when it's dead, what's going to happen?
Well, that's in the future. So no, there has not been a lot of discussion of that.
Okay.
I will say, but you know, if you look at what a modern, if you were going to say replace the arena, okay. If you're looking at a dollar figure, you're looking at like $1 billion+ to do such a thing. And that is something that would be very hard to swallow. So, you know, but no, there hasn't been a lot of discussion. And I think what they would counter to what you say, that it's dead, that this will.
I said dying. That's their words.
Right.
I think Freemuth has said it. It's not like it's the building has been around longer than just about any major arena in America that's in use.
Yes.
Go ahead.
He has said dying. Yes. And I've actually quoted him saying that. But this is to revive, okay, and to make better. So that's the end game there.
Ken Gossin from the Hartford Current joining us here in Brian and Company. The original ask I wanted was I wanted to talk to you about Pratt Street. You know, I want Hartford to do so well, and we went to my wife and two couples actually went to the cocktail parlor, a little pricey, but it was really nice and fun. Mm-hmm. And Urban Lodge is a great spot to stop in before a game. But there's a lot of empty storefronts. I thought there was this Puerto Rican restaurant that was supposed to open and never opened, and then that's gone. And I'm just curious, is the biggest problem just there's not enough people working in downtown? There's not enough people who make it a destination? And do you feel like there's a chance for it to get going?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yes, all of the above, I would say. The loss of the office workers is a big blow, of course. And, of course, there are some counterbalance with more people living in apartments, but they don't go out to eat every night or, you know, they're in their apartments. And so it is a problem with foot traffic down there. They have formed the merchants down there, Merchants Association, and are concerned about this. The merchants that are down there, restaurants, bars, they're doing fairly well, but they need more. And, you know, to go somewhere, you want some lot of activity. And that is kind of what they're lacking right now. Now, I think you're going to be at the Hartford Taste, right?
Yeah, on Friday.
Yeah. So they love events like that because it brings a lot of people in. But they are really pushing to have the city, state really market this area as a place to go and a destination. But to make it a destination, you have to have more going on there.
Got it. All right, Ken. Appreciate it as always.
Okay, good. Have a great day.
You too. Ken Goslin, great Ken Goslin with the Hartford Courant. Go to current.com. If you just put his name in, you can get all the stuff he writes. He's had like 3 bylines in the last 2 days.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music. Or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.